Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So today I want to talk about this COP27, how they are talking about the 10 commandments for climate change, how they are attempting to turn this into a foundation for a one world religion, Lucis Trust connections, Kabbalah connections, how it all ties together. And you know, this video is not going to be on the usual platforms. Well, it's not going to be on YouTube. So come and subscribe to the website hugotalks.com to get notified of all video uploads. Nearly all the traffic I get on a video whenever I post it is generated through the subscribers to the website. So I really appreciate that so many of you have subscribed. Right, so first up, I see the use of a word again. This word is showing people that they want to turn the CC33 gobbledygook, they want to turn it into some form of religion. COP27 Sunak to tell world leaders there must be no backsliding on climate change. Now, this term backsliding is usually used in a Christian context. It says here about backsliding. Backsliding, also known as falling away or described as committing apostasy, is a term used with evangelical Christianity to describe a process by which an individual who has converted to Christianity reverts to pre-conversion habits or lapses or falls into sin. So it's a very religious term, and they are deliberately using these terms so that they then frame the whole environment, CC33 agenda, frame it in a religious way using terms like this, because I believe they plan on using this climate change environment gobbledygook as a foundation of a one world religion at some point in the future. Here we see also King Charles. And because he is now king, he's not supposed to involve himself in political things. He is supposed to be neutral. So he is not going to COP27, but instead he hosted a meeting of many of the notable people who are going. Here we see COP27 King Charles host meeting ahead of climate summit. Now, if you look back, much of this climate gobbledygook was initiated by Charles way back in 1992. It was called the Earth Summit in Rio, I believe, which he lobbied to get this all started. Of course, Charles was the face also of the whole Great Reset as well when it first launched in 2020. It says here about 200 politicians and campaigners met at Buckingham Palace, including PM Rishi Sunak, US Climate Envoy John Kerry, and COP President Alok Sharma. So, you know, he may not be going to it, but he's hosting the majority of delegates. So that's not really being neutral, is it? Now, the most interesting thing to me that seems to be going on with this COP27, well, the one thing that is curious is this group of people, this organization called Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, and they are a partner organization of the United Nations and in partnership with the Cooperation Circle of United Religions International and numerous other organizations. And they are saying here, it says, Mount Sinai, a prophetic call for climate justice and ceremony of repentance. Now, this organization, it says here, are going to Mount Sinai, this interfaith climate conference sponsored by the UN, seeks to be, it says, transformative, inspirational, and heart-stirring. Conference goals include changes in attitude and heart, new vision, and the putting forth of climate justice via the 10 universal commandments, it says here. So they are going to Mount Sinai and announcing, as you can see here on November the 14th, faith leaders share 10 universal principles for climate justice. Now, in the Bible, it was Moses who went up to Mount Sinai for 40 days to return with the 10 commandments. It's the mountain at which the 10 commandments were given to Moses by God. And here we see the UN supporting this organization to mimic that for climate change. So we are seeing a counterfeit representation of the 10 commandments, and this is being done by this interfaith organization. Now, interfaith means interaction between people of different religions, traditions, and or spiritual or humanistic beliefs. So when you go to their about page of this interfaith group supported by the United Nations, we see these four people. These are the first four people you see. We have the founder, Rabbi Yonatan Nerel. He is the founder and executive director, a rabbi. So he is the head honcho. Then we've got someone called Sally Cohen, which is a Jewish surname. We have Deborah Lee Rose, not sure what faith she is representing, but she does write books and, well, the only reference I could find was Jewish. So I don't know for sure. And then we have this fella, not sure how to pronounce his name, and it says on his Twitter page, I am a Dharma navigating, yoga practicing, Judeo-Islamic, community orientated depth psychologist. So he's a, I don't know, a Jewish Christian Muslim, but he's also a bit new age, is that it? And when you check out his website, it's called Community Alchemist. And it says here, transformation at the level of individual, community and culture. And then he puts up a quote about the way of the alchemist transmuting dust into the purest radiance. And this quote is attributed to Saint Germain. Now, for those of you who have seen my previous videos about the Lucis Trust, Lucifer Publishing videos, Lucis Trust being, of course, the spiritual foundation of the United Nations. For those of you who have seen them, you will know that Saint Germain is one of the ascended masters of the seven rays of light. He's the last one. It's their Christ figure. They reckon this Saint Germain has been reincarnated many times. And here we see this fella quoting Saint Germain on his opening page of his website. And he is one of the four people at the forefront of this UN-sponsored organization who are stating they are going to put out 10 climate commandments from Mount Sinai in a week's time. Also, notice the lotus flower. Again, the lotus flower imagery has been used by the Lucis Trust when they say their great invocations. Trump brought a lotus flower statue as a gift to the Pope in 2017. Also, if you remember, they burnt a giant wooden lotus flower in a ceremony at the end of Glastonbury this year. Also, the lotus flower is used in witchcraft. Check out my Glastonbury video I did a few months back. So that's kind of curious. Now, I don't know how seriously this organization should be taken or how powerful they are or what kind of influence they have. They are supported by the UN, so I mean they have some form of power. Now, this organization is called Interfaith, which means it's supposed to be a combination of different faiths. But there seems to be one particular faith that is overrepresented. This organization is based in Israel as well. In all fairness, there are other people involved on some of the other pages, but there is one particular faith that is featured most. When it says who we are, it says this is an event delivered by world religious leaders. At its core is the work of the Elijah Board of World Religious Leaders, an active community of high-level religious leaders. Now, if you check the Elijah Interfaith Institute, and while they do have numerous speakers from different religions, when you check the staff, okay, the people running the show, the executive director is a rabbi, the associate director, etc., are Jewish. It's again based in Israel. So it's called Interfaith, but the organizers, the ones running it, seem to be primarily from Jewish descent. So now I see people posting stuff on Telegram and whatever about how there are those of Jewish descent in positions of power in all of these international organizations. For example, the World Bank, Pfizer, the CDC, BlackRock, Vanguard. You know, these companies that own shares in every company going, and so on. And also I see people that say the media is controlled by Jewish power. And certainly in America, for example, you have the, what they call it, the big five media companies. So you have Comcast, Disney, Paramount, Warner, AT&T. All of these, the CEOs are of Jewish descent. And the subsidiary companies of these big five, you know, they branch out everywhere. So many different news channels and shows, and they're all coming from these main five media companies. And then, of course, you've got Hollywood and the music industry, which is dominated by Jewish names, especially when you're looking at the CEO of the company, etc., etc. You know, not completely, but when you compare it with other nationalities, they are significantly in positions where they control what's going on. And you've got to remember that Jewish people make up only 0.2% of the population of the world. So they are very much overrepresented in all of these powerful positions in comparison to other nationalities and other religions. And when people point this out, you get labeled anti-Semitic. But it's a fact. They are in so many of these positions. And then with everything going on in the world as it is today, people say it's their fault. It's all down to the Jews or whatever, or it's the Jews, they are responsible. And I think it's much, much more complex than that. You can't tar everyone with the same brush. That's like saying you have the Sicilian mafia and every member of that mafia group are Sicilian. And they are criminals and work with one another, but you can't then classify all Sicilians in Sicily as being drug-running gangsters. That's not fair. It doesn't work like that. It's like saying all Englishmen are football hooligans. You can't tar everyone with the same brush just because they are a certain race or religion. But clearly, people of Jewish descent are found to be in many of these positions of power. And obviously, therefore, if they are genuinely the CEOs of these companies, they have a lot of controlling influence. But it's clearly complex, and directing hate towards one specific race is falling into a trap. It may even be part of a psyop in of itself. I mean, seeing Kanye West, who I consider to be a puppet of the establishment, a puppet of these very same media organizations, but is now being featured by these media companies and saying what he is saying, it kind of plays into that. Basically, these control freaks are all in it together, whether it be the Jesuits, Jewish power, the UN, the EU, the royalty, the Vatican, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements. I mean, look at all the Freemason groups, the Lions, the Rotary. It's a complex, interweaving, interconnecting snake, is it not? Anyway, look, that was my take on COP27. To me, this is possibly the foundation of a one world religion being set up. And these interfaith organizations are all about joining religions together to fight this environmental pretend enemy. Let us know what you think in the comments and come and subscribe to the website at hugotalks.com so you can be notified of all video uploads direct from the source, so you don't have to rely on third-party platforms letting you know when a video is out. See you later.